This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lumbini International Peace Festival begins in the birthplace of Lord Gautam Buddha. Aims to promote global peace tourism. 6 international days being celebrated worldwide today. And Indonesia's parliament passes controversial changes to legislation that will allow its military a bigger role in the government. Now the news in detail. The second Lumbini International Peace Festival, an international meditation festival, began this morning with an inauguration ceremony held at the Maya Devi Temple Garden in Lumbini. The event, organized by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, in collaboration with the Chinese Embassy and various other organizations, began with a meditation session that involved 100 monks and 400 practitioners. Addressing the ceremony, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, emphasized Lumbini's significance and stated that it was not only a center of faith for Buddhists, but also a key hub for global peace tourism. He described Lumbini as a sacred site for peace lovers and said that it could spread messages of peace, unity, harmony and humanity worldwide. The festival, supported by entities such as Lumbini Development Trust, Nepal Olympic Committee, Yunnan Mountaineering and Outdoor Sports Association, KGH Group, Vivo, Nepal and Buddha Air, aimed to promote Lumbini's global stature. Minister Pandey highlighted that the ministry had been working continuously to preserve Lumbini, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and stressed that Nepal needed to establish it as a prime destination for cultural, spiritual and adventure tourism, which would significantly benefit the country. During the event, both the minister and the Lumbini Development Trust chairman underscored that Tilaura Court, Devdaha and Ramgram sites linked to the birthplace of Lord Buddha needed to be developed into world peace cities. Vice Chairman of the Lumbini Development Trust, Dr. Larke Lama, elaborated that the festival had a vital role in presenting Lumbini as a beacon of Buddhism and peace. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chun Song, expressed that he believed the festival would strengthen cultural, sports and people-to-people exchanges between Nepal and China. The event is set to continue with the Lumbini International Peace Marathon scheduled for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Nepal Olympic Committee, NOC, has received sports equipment worth 28 million rupees from the Chinese Embassy in Nepal to distribute among 10 community schools in Lumbini. Chinese Ambassador Chun Song handed over the materials to Nepal Olympic Committee President Jeevan Ram Shrestha during a ceremony held in Lumbini. The donation, facilitated by China's New Light Foundation, aims to empower young athletes in Lumbini's government schools by providing quality sports kits. Nepal Olympic Committee General Secretary Rajiv Shrestha stated that the initiative would promote health, teamwork and a culture of sporting excellence. Meanwhile, President Shrestha emphasized that the committee would ensure the equipment's effective use, fostering students' sporting dreams and building a brighter future through sports. 6 UN-designated international days are being observed globally, including Nepal today. World Poetry Day, International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, International Day of Forest, World Day for Glaciers, World Down Syndrome Day and International Day of Nowruz. UNESCO celebrates World Poetry Day, recognizing the importance of poetry in humanity's shared experience and its unique ability to capture the creative spirit of the humankind. The International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination focuses on promoting efforts to combat racial prejudice and discrimination worldwide, according to the United Nations. The International Day of Forest aims to raise awareness about the significance of forests to people and their essential role in poverty eradication, environmental sustainability, and food security. introduced in 2025. The World Day for Glaciers aligned with the World Water Day campaign theme of preserving glaciers, which are critical to global water systems. World Down Syndrome Day is dedicated to increasing awareness and celebrating the lives of people with Down syndrome. The International Day of Nowruz marks the beginning of spring, celebrated as the beginning of New Year by over 300 million people worldwide. Observed for over 3,000 years across regions like the Balkans, Central Asia and the Middle East, Nowruz was inscribed in 2009 on UNESCO's representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The construction of the Narenghat-Butwal four-lane road has gained momentum of late. Blacktopping has been completed in 47 kilometers out of the total 65 kilometers in the eastern section from Gainakot to Dauni. According to the Narenghat-Butwal Road Project Office, the project has made 58.7% of physical progress so far. Currently, the road along the Debchuli municipality is being blacktopped in a war footing manner after completing 16 kilometers of blacktop in Gainakot area. The office stated that 22 small bridges were constructed along the road section in Devchuli municipality. However, the bridges are not ready as of yet to run the vehicles as the link roads remain incomplete, according to information officer of the office Siva Kanal. According to the contract manager of the China State Construction Engineering Corporation Limited, Rakesh Jha, one-sided blacktopping with sub-base, construction of large bridges and walls along the road stretch and rivulet banks were currently underway by mobilizing 650 plus workers. He informed that the road expansion works are being carried out with the goal of completing one side blacktopping in a 42 kilometer road section of the road. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. England's Heathrow Airport will be closed all day Friday after a fire at a nearby electrical substation that supplies it with power. Heathrow, the world's second busiest airport, warned of significant disruption over the coming days and told passengers not to travel under any circumstances until it reopens. At least 1,351 flights to and from the airport in West London could be cancelled today, according to flight tracking website FlightRadar24. The implications would stretch far wider than Heathrow and could impact flights much further afield, writes our BBC's transport correspondent. The fire at the substation in Hayes has left more than 4,900 homes without power and 150 people were evacuated from surrounding properties. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Indonesia's parliament has passed controversial changes to legislation that will allow its military a bigger role in government. Critics warn that the move could return Indonesia to the dark days of Suharto's military dictatorship, which lasted 32 years until it was forced out of the office in 1998. The revisions, backed by President Prabowo Subianto, a former special forces commander and Suharto's son-in-law, allow military officers to take up positions in government without first retiring or resigning from the armed forces. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists have camped outside parliament since Wednesday evening to protest at the changes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair across the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Lumbini International Peace Festival begins in birthplace of Lord Gautam Buddha, aims to promote global peace tourism. Six international days being celebrated worldwide, including Nepal today. And Indonesia's parliament passes controversial changes to legislation that will allow its military a bigger role in government. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.